How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate it. Head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. Now, today I want to talk about call to actions. Call to actions can dramatically change the outcome of your piece of content that you are posting. It can drive more engagement, it can drive more followers, it could even drive sales for your business. And many people fail to realize that there is a right and a wrong way to write a call to action. Many people's call to actions will simply be sloppy because they think they can simply tell somebody to just do something in any form and they'll do it, when in reality you do have to think about many things when you are writing your call to action if you actually want it to perform successfully. So today I'm going to be talking about a few things that you must consider when you are writing your call to actions if you want them to perform well. So without any further ado, let's just dive straight into the first point. So the first mistake that I actually see people making is that their call to actions are far too long. They're almost like reading an essay. And your call to actions, they need to be short and straight to the point. If they're short and straight to the point, they're going to think, right, that's what I need to do now. Because with your piece of content, you've already provided the value. Let's say you've created an Instagram carousel, 10 slides. So you've got your cover slide on the first. You've then provided 8 slides of value from which they've learned from. So now they are grateful. They're thankful for what they've learned. And now they're in a different mindset. They're thinking, right, okay, this creator has just provided me lots of value. So having a call to action on your last slide is what you need to do. But because they've already read 8 slides of content, they don't want to read what feels like an essay of a call to action on that final slide, because they are in the right mindset. So an effective call to action could turn them to do what you ask them to do if what you're asking them to do is written effectively. So keeping it short and straight to the point is what you need to be doing. No longer than 7 words. But the point I'm trying to make here is that it needs to have a clear next step. Just a simple action that they need to take. Because if you're asking them to jump through 5 or 6 different hoops, head over to my page, head to the link in my bio, do this, do that, fill in this form, then they're not going to want to do it because it's going to sound too complicated. Whereas if you break it down into just one simple step, head to the link in my bio, done, that's fine. They're going to think, right, that's not hard. I can do that. There's a clear next step. They're showing me what I need to do. But something I actually like to do is ask a question and then simply put comment below to drive more engagement on my piece of content. It's very, very simple. Asking the question, call to action of 2 words, comment below. Simple. And that entices people to comment below because they've already consumed that piece of content and learned the value. And then I ask them a question, and then they just simply comment their thoughts. People love to share their opinions. And because it's a very simple next step, since doing this, I have seen far more comments than what I was used to. I went from 10, 15 comments per post, and now I get upwards of 60, 70 comments on every single piece of content I create. So keep your call to action short and straight to the point and make sure it has a clear but simple next step. Because if it's complicated, nobody's going to want to do it. 1 step, 2 steps maximum. Head over to my profile, click the link in my bio. Comment below, head to the link in my bio. Fill out the form. Done. 1 step, keep it simple. People are far more likely to take action upon it. Tip number 2, make it relatable to the piece of content that these people have just consumed. Because if you create a piece of content on how to grow a following on Instagram, for example, but then your call to action is telling them to go to Twitter or something along these lines that is just completely different, or a call to action that says, what are your thoughts on Twitter? Comment below. This is going to confuse people. They've just consumed a piece of content about Instagram growth, and now you're talking about a different platform in your call to action. It makes no sense. There needs to be some coherence between the piece of content that you've just posted, the value within that post, and the call to action that you are asking. So that's why I like to ask a question. I will write a piece of content about Instagram growth, and then my call to action might be, what are you struggling with when it comes to Instagram growth? Comment below. I've asked a question that relates to the piece of content, Instagram growth. It's a very, very hot topic. And because I'm asking a question whereby people feel as if they're also going to get a solution from me because they're telling me their struggles, then they are much more likely to comment. Whereas if I create a piece of content on Instagram growth and then my call to action is, what are you struggling with when it comes to getting subscribers on YouTube? There is no relationship between the piece of content I've created and the call to action. So people are going to be instantly confused and then they probably won't follow that call to action. So make sure that your piece of content and call to action relate. Don't make it random. Don't confuse people. Make it simple, straight to the point, clear next step, and relate it to the piece of content that you have just created. Now, the final thing that you want to be doing is making that call to action personal to the individual that is going to be reading it. And again, this just closely explains why I like to ask questions as my call to action. So yes, I'm going to use this as an example. Again, I will give another example afterwards, but if I am making it personal to this individual, they are far more likely to engage and do that because they feel as if it closely relates to them. If I'm not making it personal and it could be about anyone, they're not going to look at that call to action and go, that applies to me. They're going to look at that call to action and go, well, that applies to someone else, so I don't need to do it. But if you're making it personal, they're going to read it and they're going to think, right, this relates to me. And therefore, if I do this, an outcome will happen. So asking a question about them, what are your struggles? What do you struggle with? Having that you, having that language that instantly, when somebody reads it, goes, oh, they're asking me a question. Not everyone, they're asking me a question. Then they are much more likely to interact because now it is associated and personal to them. Now, you might be thinking, right, how can I do this when there's not a question, for example? Let's say you've written, again, a piece of content about Instagram growth. You all know that I have my Instagram Mastery Bundle. So if my piece of content is about Instagram growth, my Instagram Mastery Bundle also helps people to grow on Instagram and succeed on Instagram. How can I make that a call to action? How can I drive people to this product while still keeping it personal to this individual? Look, the call to action could now be, if you are struggling with Instagram growth, again, you see that you in there, check out the Instagram Mastery Bundle. Head to the link in my bio. You can see how just a simple line there relating the call to action that's going to follow to that individual by telling them, look, if you struggle or if you're currently struggling with this, if you are in this position, people that are in that position will instantly relate to that call to action and follow through with it because it was personal to them. So by making it personal, people connect with that call to action on a more emotional level. They can see that it applies to them, and because they think that it applies to them and them only, they will be far more likely to take action on it. So when it comes down to it, it's actually very, very simple. It's three simple things to think about. And of course, there are other things that apply, but in my opinion, these are the ones that will make your call to action more effective. It needs to be short and simple and have a clear next action step. If it's not clear what these people need to be doing next, they aren't going to do it. As clear as possible and as simple as can be. Number two, make it relatable to the piece of content that these people have consumed. There needs to be a smooth transition between the value that you've just provided and then what you're sending them to do. Because if it's completely random, 1 minute you're talking about Instagram and then in your call to action you're talking about YouTube or Twitter, it's not going to make sense to this individual, so they're probably not going to follow through with it. So make sure that your call to action relates to the piece of content that they have just consumed. And finally, make sure that that call to action is personal, that it relates to the person that's going to be reading it. When somebody thinks something relates to them, they connect with it on a more emotional level. And when somebody connects with something on a more emotional level, they're much more likely to follow through with it. So that's three very, very simple tips that you need to be following to improve your call to actions on your content. Guys, before you head off, I'd really appreciate if you stick around for just one more minute to listen to what I'm about to say. I'm opening up some more slots to my one-to-one coaching program, but entry will only be available for a very select few. It's a 12-week program where I will be working with you on a one-to-one basis to help you build, scale, and monetize your audience on Instagram. So if you are interested in learning from me personally, I'm going to leave an application form in the podcast episode description. So if you go ahead and fill in the application, I'll be able to determine whether you're a good fit for the program. We can then hop on a call and talk about the opportunity in more detail. Now, I get a lot of you maybe thinking, I don't need a coach, I can do this by myself. And if that is the case, obviously, I completely respect your decision and I appreciate you just tuning into the podcast. But if you do want to fast track your progress, avoid making the same mistakes I did, level up your presence on Instagram, and learn the best practices to monetize your audience, then this will be the perfect fit for you. So, as I said, go ahead and complete the application form in the episode description. Thanks, guys. Now, that does wrap up today's episode of Social Media Marketing School. But if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way, you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheMarketingEthan. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in and I will see you in the next one.